Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. Both leaders unveil several initiatives to boost ties in defence and security, semiconductor and trade sectors. India and Malaysia commit to further strengthen comprehensive strategic partnership. Home Minister Amit Shah says ideology-driven governance under BJP transformed states once considered backward. Government invites comments from public and stakeholders on draft income tax rules and forms 2026 by the 22nd of this month. In Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship, Arjun Babuta and Elvenil Balrivan win gold, setting world record in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event in New Delhi. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeat Nepal by 4 runs in Mumbai and New Zealand beat Afghanistan by 5 wickets in Chennai. Match between Ireland and Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. The talks covered political, defence and security cooperation, trade and investment, the digital economy, energy, education, tourism and regional issues. On the second and the final day of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Malaysia, the two sides committed to work on 16 agreements and engagements across different sectors, including disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, and semiconductors. Prime Minister Modi said cooperation between the two countries will expand in intelligence sharing, maritime security, defense, and counter-terrorism.
वैश्विक अस्थिरता के इस माहौल में भारत और मलेशिया की बढ़ती मित्रता दोनों देशों के लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। हमारा साझा मत है कि आज के चैलेंजेस का समाधान करने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस का रिफॉर्म बहुत जरूरी है। हम शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करते रहेंगे और आतंकवाद पर हमारा संदेश स्पष्ट है। नो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स, नो कॉम्प्रोमाइज।
The Prime Minister, who was on his third official visit to Malaysia and his first since ties were elevated to comprehensive strategic partnership, highlighted that cooperation between India and Malaysia is growing and both sides will deepen collaboration in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, health and food security. He noted that the CEO Forum has opened new opportunities for trade and investment.
Hum apne yuvaon ke beech यूनिवर्सिटी एक्सचेंज, स्टार्टअप कनेक्ट और स्किल डेवलपमेंट के अवसर भी बढ़ा रहे हैं। हमारे बढ़ते संबंधों को सपोर्ट करने के लिए हम मलेशिया में नया कॉन्सुलेट भी खोलने जा रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Modi also said India remains committed to ASEAN centrality and congratulated Malaysia on its chairmanship of ASEAN.
हम ASEAN के साथ पूरे इंडो-पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में विकास शांति और स्थिरता के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है। भारत आसियान सेंट्रलिटी को प्राथमिकता देता है। मलेशिया जैसे मित्र देशों के सहयोग से भारत आसियान के साथ अपने संबंधों को व्यापक बनाएगा। हम इस बात पर सहमत है कि आसियान भारत व्यापार समझौते आईटीगा की समीक्षा शीघ्र ही पूरी हो जानी चाहिए।
The India-Malaysia joint statement released after the talks reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to further expand the comprehensive strategic partnership. The two leaders agreed to enhance trade and expand cooperation in priority sectors, including infrastructure, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors and digital technologies. They also welcomed the outcome of the 10th India-Malaysia CEOs Forum. During the visit, the Prime Minister also interacted with leading business representatives, including executives from major Malaysian companies, to discuss investment plans and collaboration across key sectors. Malaysia is India's third largest trading partner within ASEAN, with bilateral trade close to $20 billion. Our correspondent covering Prime Minister's visit has more.
Both the countries have also committed to advancing cooperation in emerging technologies. India has underlined that semiconductors remain a key area of engagement, aiming to combine India's design strengths with Malaysia's long experience in manufacturing, assembly, testing, and packaging. Yesterday, after arriving in Malaysia, the Prime Minister addressed members of the Indian community at the Selamat Datang Modiji Diaspora event in Kuala Lumpur. During the event, he announced the opening of a new Indian consulate in Malaysia and the launch of the Thiruvalluvar Scholarship to promote educational and cultural links. Mr. Modi said that India and Malaysia share a special bond as maritime neighbors with strong people-to-people ties and a vibrant Indian diaspora. He also highlighted cultural and educational linkages, including the presence of the Tamil language in Malaysia, and said the audio-visual agreement signed during the visit will promote exchanges in film and music. Prime Minister Modi also met persons of Indian origin and veterans of the Indian National Army during his engagements in Kuala Lumpur. The two-day visit concluded with both countries reaffirming their commitment to deepen cooperation across sectors and further strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership. Durgesh Padoria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding his two-day successful visit to Malaysia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said ideology-driven governance under the BJP has transformed states which were once considered backward, including Chhattisgarh. Speaking at a valedictory session of organizers' conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, Shifting the Lens, Security, Prosperity and Stability in Nava Raipur, Mr. Shah said after its formation, Chhattisgarh witnessed significant development during 15 years of the BJP rule.
25 years ago, when Chhattisgarh was formed, it was considered a state surrounded by Maoism. Out of these 25 years, the Bharatiya Janata Party was in power for nearly 18 years, while the Congress governed for 7 years. Today, after 25 years, when we look back, the state that was once considered Bimaru is on the verge of becoming a developed state.
Maoist ka namo nisan samapt hone ke kagar.
Mr. Shah said recently the President of the European Union said when India is stable, the entire world becomes secure and stable.
Coincident hai, European Commission ki President ne kaha.
Recently, the President of the European Commission stated that when India succeeds on the global stage, it is not only India but the entire world that becomes more stable, prosperous and secure. And this is the theme which will be discussed here today, focusing on security, prosperity and stability.
Security, prosperity and stability. Yahi vishay ko lekar aaj yahan par charcha ho rahi hai.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today virtually inaugurated the Siuri Road Overbridge, Kumarpur Road Overbridge and flagged off a new Asansol-Bokaro train service in West Bengal. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said these projects mark a significant step towards strengthening rail infrastructure, enhancing safety and improving regional connectivity in the state. The minister highlighted that this year 14,205 crore rupees have been allocated for railways in West Bengal, which is more than three times than the average allocation between 2009 to 2014. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. The government has invited comments from the public and stakeholders on draft income tax rules and forms 2026. Comments can be sent until 22nd of this month on the official portal of the Income Tax Department. The Income Tax Office informed that draft rules are in public domain. It said that this move aims to promote transparency and ensure a participative and effective rule-making process. The diamond sector has hailed the India-US trade deal. Talking to Akashwani News, owner of a diamond firm in Mumbai, Dinesh Lakhani said the trade will give many benefits to over 10 lakh people engaged in the diamond sector. Mr. Lakhani informed that the reduction of tariffs will boost exports and provide new opportunities of employment in the jewelry sector.
India aur US ke bil jo trade deal sign hua.
The trade benefit between India and the US has significantly impacted the diamond industry, with nearly 50% of the industry's value being exported from India. At the same time, around 50% of the diamond industry's revenue comes from the US. This creates strong possibilities for growth in the sector, and there are high chances that India's export will also increase. From a business point of view, the industry will be promoted, and as the industry grows, it will automatically contribute to India's overall progress.
Industry growth karti hai, to automatic apna Bharat aage badhega.
The government has debunked a video circulating on the social media claiming that the India-US trade agreement will harm Indian farmers. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, informed that the claim is misleading. The unit added that the AI-generated video is being circulated with the intent to spread confusion. The government further said that no compromise has been made on the country's agriculture and dairy sectors in the India-US trade agreement. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will mark a historic milestone in the global cooperation on artificial intelligence AI. It will be the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will be held in New Delhi from the 16th to the 20th of this month. We have a report.
The summit reflects India's growing leadership in shaping a responsible, inclusive and people-centric AI future. Over 100 countries will actively participate in the summit through the seven chakras, also known as working groups. These chakras focus on key areas such as human capital, inclusion, trusted AI, science, sustainability, access to AI resources, and economic development. Through these chakras, India aims to shape global AI norms while addressing local challenges. The outcomes of the summit will guide policymakers, investors, and industry leaders in the years ahead. The summit is anchored in three guiding sutras, People, Planet and Progress. These principles underline the shared global commitment to ensure that AI benefits humanity, supports sustainable development and drives inclusive growth. The summit strengthens global cooperation, supports shared standards and positions India as a trusted partner in using AI for sustainable development and public good. With Nitika Gupta, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Snapping 3 months off selling streak, foreign investors turned net buyers in the first week of February, infusing more than 8,100 crore rupees into the Indian equity markets. In shooting, India's Arjun Babuta and Ella Venil Valarvan set a world record and a championship record on their way to winning gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at the Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship 2026. In New Delhi today, the Indian pair combined to score 505 points in the final to successfully defend their Asian title. They finished ahead of the Republic of Korea's Kim Woo-rim and Kwon Eun-ji, who scored 501 points, while Japan's Naoya Okada and Misaki Nobata took bronze with 437.9 points. The previous record of 502.7 had been set by the German duo of Hanna Böhl-Meyer and Maximilian Ulbricht at the ISSF Grand Prix in Slovenia last month. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka have set a target of 164 runs for Ireland in the Group C clash at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Put into bat, Sri Lanka scored 163 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. For Sri Lanka, Kusal Mendes scored an unbeaten 56 off 43 balls, while Kamindu Mendes contributed 44 runs off 19 balls. Earlier, England defeated Nepal by 4 runs in a Group C clash at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. Chasing a target of 185, Nepal fell just short, finishing on 180 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. Deependra Singh Airy led the charge with a 44 off 29 balls, while Lokesh Baum provided late fireworks, scoring 39 off just 20 deliveries. England posted 184 runs for the loss of 7 wickets after opting to bat first. England all-rounder Will Jacks was named as the player of the match for his 39 off 18 balls and 1 for 17 with the ball. In another match, New Zealand defeated Afghanistan by 5 wickets in a Group D clash at the M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this morning. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. Both leaders unveil several initiatives to boost ties in defense and security, semiconductor and trade sectors. India and Malaysia commit to further strengthen comprehensive strategic partnership. Home Minister Amit Shah says ideology-driven governance under the BJP transformed states once considered backward. Government invites comments from public and stakeholders on draft income tax rules and forms 2026 by the 22nd of this month. In Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship, Arjun Babuta and Ella Venil Valarivan win gold, setting world record in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event in New Delhi. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeat Nepal by 4 runs in Mumbai and New Zealand beat Afghanistan by 5 wickets in Chennai. Match between Ireland and Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.